The recently completed 2017 NFL draft seemingly had it all. First round drama galore, quarterback-inspired trades near the top, and most memorably, those record-breaking and raucous crowds in football-mad Philadelphia as the league successfully executed its first draft in a sprawling outdoor setting. But that's not all this year's draft should or will be remembered for. There was also the likes of Joe Mixon, Darian Conley, Caleb Brantley, Dede Westbrook, and Jordan Lewis. Good football players all, but of course, there's much more to their stories, and not in the ways that burnish their reputations, characters, or legacies. In a league where its most desirable prospects are described as, quote, clean, this year's Pick Fest felt anything but. In fact, as one longtime NFL club personnel executive described it to me last week, this year's draft felt, quote, dirty to him. Like when it was all over, quote, you felt like you had to take a shower. Between the multiple high-profile players alleged to have committed violence of some sort against women, and a couple more with serious issues of animal abuse in their backgrounds, shades of the 10-year-old Michael Vick scandal, has there ever been a more disheartening feel to the league's annual lottery? The reality is, when it comes to player conduct, the NFL took a significant step backwards on draft weekend. Far too many times this spring, we had to grapple with a story revolving around a prospect accused of abusing a woman. And what a disturbing and troubling trend that is in this post-Ray Rice era, when the NFL is supposedly taking a no-tolerance stance on anyone and anything having to do with domestic violence. No tolerance? Not exactly. The NFL made their choices last weekend in Philadelphia, and some of them spoke volumes. The controversial Mixon in the second round to the Bengals. Conley, surprisingly, in the first round to Oakland. Lewis was a third-round pick by Dallas. Westbrook went early on day three to Jacksonville. And Brantley was an eye-opening selection late in the proceedings by the Browns, who admitted they were taking him without knowing all the facts and whether or not he would turn too radioactive to keep. All in all, it wasn't remotely a good look for the NFL to effect. And it gives the lie to the notion that some acts are deal-breakers and career wreckers in the eyes of league decision-makers, outweighing any value that mere football proficiency bestows on a prospect. The 2017 NFL draft will go down as an interesting one, full of surprises and intrigue, but it should also be recalled as one of the dirtiest in memory, with players stained in ways we thought would no longer be found acceptable. For Patriots.com, I'm Don Banks.